Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now, let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, remember how I arrived to you 2 weeks ago that I went to the beach with my class and a girl, Shirley? She was such a nice girl. I'ma remember, funny thing happened before I'ma took her out. I'ma call her up, and I'ma tell her I'ma coming right over, and Shirley just say, wait a half hour. I say, why so long? And she just say, I gotta put on my face. I'ma say, your face, where are you keeping it? She's telling me, don't be silly, Luigi, I'ma making up. It's a funny thing with this girl, Mamma Mia. I'ma never have a fight with her, and already she's a making up. Then I'ma find out this makeup is American expression. It mean things that a girl is put on to look beautiful. They got a dye for the hair, polish for the nails, rouge for the cheeks, powder for the face, and a lipstick for the lips. Mamma mia, I'ma think even if a little monkey is put on all this, he's a look beautiful too. I'm thinking today how I'm like to go out with Shirley again. But what's the use to think? I'm not got the nerve to call her. Well, it's time for my night school class anyway, so I'm write to you later again. America, I love you. You're like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean.
Quiet, please. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Howard?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr.
Stop, I give up.
Please, Mr. Schultz, don't answer until I call your name.
Yeah.
Now, our lesson for today is geography, taking up the physical aspects of the Earth, including various climatic zones.
But when are you going to call my name?
Well, all right. Mr. Schultz?
No, I wouldn't answer. I'm temperamental.
Mr. Schultz, what makes you so exuberant today?
Well, the government just sent me $40.
Oh, a tax refund?
Who knows? When they give, I pay.
Class, please. Now, Mr. Horowitz,
yeah.
Our first geography question is, what do we call the imaginary belt that runs around the center of the Earth?
I don't know.
Mr. Basco?
I don't know.
Mr. Olson?
I don't know.
Mr. Schultz?
Don't ask me. I'm no squealer.
Mr. Schultz, you're not helping one bit. Now think, class. Think of a great big man. Now, what name do we give to the thing that goes around the middle?
I know, DJ.
Well, good for you, Mr. Schultz. What is it?
A girdle.
No. It's the equator.
Believe me, the way the world is falling apart today could use a girdle.
Now, class, I just told you what it is. Now, the name of this imaginary line that goes around the Earth is called Mr. Basco.
Oh, is it called a Mr. Basco?
No, Mr. Basco. All during the class, you've been staring out the window. What have you been thinking of?
A girl.
Stand your opinion, Minnie. I bet you Luigi is in love with the teacher.
Hoo-ha, hoo-ha, hoo-hoo. Luigi loves me fondly.
Luigi loves me fondly. Luigi loves me fondly.
Oh, class, please, stop at this minute.
Miss Spalding, I'm sorry I'm making you nervous.
I am not nervous. Now, back to our lesson. The equator is a girdle and it's called Mr. Basco. I mean, Mr. Basco is bounded by...
Saved by the Bell.
Blast it, miss. And Mr. Schultz, you may remain here with me.
No, I'm too old. Give Luigi a...
Go on. Good night. No,
good night.
Heaven, what a class. Well, let me look at myself. This new lipstick does do something for me.
Luigi, wait for me. Oh, listen to me. I'm breathing like an old accordion, but it's got one squeeze left in the box. Luigi, I got to apologize for the way I was acting in class.
I was acting a foolish in myself, Schultz. And instead of thinking about the geography, my mind was on little birds a flying around together. The squirrels all a playing with each other, and the boys and the girls are holding a hand.
Oh, Luigi, you're silly.
Schultz, Schultz, don't this nice the summer weather mean nothing to you?
Sure, that's when I defrost my eyes, boss. what's the matter with you today, Luigi? You're acting so silly.
Well, Schultz, I remember 2 weeks ago how you got me a date with a girl, Shirley Smith?
Yeah.
I was thinking I would like to go out with her again, but I'm not got the nerve.
Ach, Luigi, don't be such a stupid cop. I just follow the American way. You go to the phone booth. You call her up. You say, Shirley, how's about going out tonight? She says, okay. You hang up. Then you stick your finger into the slot and see if your nickel comes back.
Shirley, do you think if I'm going to call her up, she's going to go?
Sure. This is another night they're taking her to the movies.
But Schultz, I'm going to never take a girl to the movies.
Luigi, that's the same thing like going by yourself, only when you go with a girl, you don't look at the pictures.
But if I'm going to look at the picture, Schultz, how am I going to enjoy myself?
Stop, Luigi. You're getting me all for shimmel. Please stop being such a pessimist. Take the girl to the movie.
All right, Schultz. Here, you give me courage. I'm going to call her up.
Good, good. And stop looking so worried. Be like me, Luigi. Be happy. Smile. My rheumatism is killing me.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Luigi, my friend, I like the way you say that. You know, Pasquale, it's a nice day today, huh? I'm feeling good.
Hey, what are you so happy about? You fell down on your head, maybe? Somebody should die to leave you $50?
You know, Pasquale, it's better than that. This Saturday, I'm going to date with a girl.
Oh, Luigi, I've been so glad to hear that. You finally going to go out with my daughter Rosa, huh?
No, I'm going to go out with a girl.
What do you think of my daughter Rosa is? Don't answer that. Luigi, why you no go out with Rosa?
She's a too fat.
Fat, the fat, the fat. Every time we talk about a Rosa, that's all you can say.
That's all I can say.
You want to go out with a girl that's skinny like a toothpick? You go out with a Rosa, you got a nice armor full.
I'm going to go out with a Rosa, I'm going to get a room full. No, it's no use, Pasquale. Saturday night, the Luigi's are going out to the movies.
You going to take this girl to the movies? Ooh, that's a show how big a greenhorn you are.
What's wrong with that?
Everything. So you go to the movies, and what's happen? For 3 hours, you girls look at a Clark Gable, or you look at an Ava Gardner. By the time you come out, you both hate each other. Luigi, don't you know it's against the law taking an American girl at the movies on a first date? That's a violation of Emily's Post.
Emily's Post, what's that?
That's like the Saturday Evening Post, only Emily's Post is to take care of the rest of the week.
Mamma mia, is there so much to learn? Well, if I'm an old kind of go to the movies, what else am I going to do with a girl?
First day, you got to take her dancing.
But, Pasquale, you know me. I'm not going to dance. In Italy, all I'm a dancer is a tarantella.
Tarantella? Luigi, you're way behind the times. They got a new dances in America now. There's
Charleston, Charleston, dump that, then there's a black bottom, that's a new twist him. And then there's another one, it's just come out for fellas with a U-shaped head.
What the dance is this?
Square dance.
But, Larry, I'm no not as a late dancer. If I'm a go to a dance, I'm just to stand around doing nothing.
That's right. You what they call a wallpaper. wallflower. Yeah. Luigi, my Rosa, she's just like you.
She's a wallflower, too?
Yes. So why two wallflowers and don't get married and have a little creeper, huh?
Stop. It's no use, Pasquale. The dancer for me is no pasta. I think I'm going to take a chance to call up with this girl and ask her if she's the one to go to the movie.
Go, call. You ain't call up yet, eh?
No.
Luigi, you ain't going to call this girl yourself, I'm hope.
Why not, Pasquale?
Well, if you call yourself, a telephone company is a call that a person a call, that's a cost you twice as much. Besides, the girl is liable to want to go to a dance, and then you're stuck.
But Pasquale, what am I going to do?
What are you going to do? What do you always do? You holler help, comes to Pasquale. Luigi, I'm going to call her up for you.
Pasquale, do you think if you talk to her, she's got to movie with me instead of a dance?
Sure, I've got a lot of experience with American girls. I'm going to call up and say, hello, babe. How's about a painting the town of red with Luigi? He's a good for that. He's got a head like a paintbrush. I'm going to make her laugh if she doesn't do anything for you.
That's the sound of fine, Pasquale.
Sure, now give me her name and the telephone number. I'm going to call her.
Here, and thank you very much, Pasquale. You're really a friend.
Sure. Go, take a walk. Is there nothing I wouldn't do for you? Nothing. That's just what I'm going to do for him, but nothing. Hello? Is this the Shirley Smith? Mrs. Smith, my friend Luigi Basco is asking me to call you and tell you he's no care to take you to the movie. Well, you see, the picture's in a technicolor, and he's a colorblind. Sure, if he's going to see that picture, Yellow Sky, to him, it's a Kamado Red River. But don't worry, Shirley. Luigi's got a better idea than the movies. You like it to dance? That's fine. Luigi's crazy to dance, and he's like it to meet you Saturday night in front of the Aragona Ballroom. You like, huh? Can he really dance? His whole family is a dancer, sure. Ever hear of Gina Kelly? That's Luigi's sister.
Life with Luigi continues in just a moment, but first, romance from two points of view, from a teenager's and from a pretty schoolmarm. Romance with many a laugh fills a full hour just a little later on most of these CBS stations. First, you'll meet Corliss Archer, the teenager with the world's most vivid imagination and a genius at jumping to the wrong conclusion. Later, you'll have a date with our Miss Brooks, the schoolteacher who adds an R for romance to the other 3 R's of education. Eve Arden stars as our Miss Brooks, so be sure to meet Miss Brooks and Corliss Archer later tonight on CBS. For the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, tonight is a finally coming the big night. Pasquale is telling me he's a fix everything up and I'm going to take Shirley to the movies. Mamma Mia. You should see how nice I'm dressed up. I'm looking at a men's fashion magazine and a Tony's shoe shine parlor. And it's to say that a men's clothes should always match. Well, I'm wearing a purple shirt and an orange tie. Also, socks to match. One sock is a purple, the other is orange. Also, I'm going to smell good. But there was no after shaving a lotion in the medicine chest. So I'm making my own lotion. I'm going to take some cloves, some rubbing alcohol, some oil and wintergreen, glycerin and rose water, boil it this mixture for 15 minutes. Then I'm going to pour the whole thing on myself. Mamma mia, I'm going to smell it just like a drugstore. Anyway, I'm standing and looking at myself in the mirror when in is a comer Schultz.
Hello, Luigi. Ooh, you're looking nice. What do I smell?
What's the matter, Schultz?
Luigi, was you burning rubber tires? Open up the windows, let some fresh air in. Ooh, that's better. Well, Luigi, I was just talking to Shirley's mama, and she tells me the girl is all excited about going dancing with you tonight.
Yeah, I'm all excited. A dance singer? But if Pasquale is to call Shirley and tell her I'm taking her to the movies.
Pasquale? Oh, Luigi, you are such a dumb cop. Don't you know Pasquale is out to mix you up with any other girl?
But why?
Why, he asked Rosa. Why should Pasquale help you with the molehill when he can't get rid of his mountain?
Schultz, it looks like my big day is fall apart. I'm a no kind of dance.
Ah, Luigi, smile. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to dancing. It's the same thing like wrestling, only it's not fixed. Now, come here. Come here, close to me. Come here, I'm going to show you how.
Yeah. All right, sure.
Now, first you take the girl. You hold her close to you like this.
Oh, sure, please. Hey, you squeeze it too hard.
But that's how you hold a girl.
So tight?
Sure, what do you think there is to dancing? Just dancing?
Sure, so you're just wasting your time with me.
No, wait, Luigi. I just got an idea. Why don't you take a professional dancing lesson?
Huh?
Sure, they learn you quick. Why don't you go dance with Arthur Murray?
Arthur Murray? No, thanks. I'm not dancing with a man.
What am I going to do with you, Luigi? Arthur Murray is a dancing school. Here, let me look in the paper. Yeah, I'm going to find it here. Yeah, I got it. You see? Murray's dance studio. With the magic step, you can learn to dance in one lesson.
Sure, so you think they're teaching me?
Well, sure, listen to this. With our beautiful young teachers holding you in their arms, gliding you across the floor, you can learn. Luigi, I just got another idea.
What, the Schultz?
You stay here, I'll go.
No, Schultz. You convinced me. I'm going to go to the dance studio right now.
Well, Mr. Baskill, that's a simple 1-2-3 step. So much for theory. Now, shall we put it into practice?
Yeah, but...
Fine, now you put your arm around me. Put your arm around me.
Please, maybe you got some more theory?
Mr. Baskill, if you expect to do any dancing tonight, you better start now.
Well, all right.
Put your arm around me.
Like this?
No, not both arms, just one.
Which one?
The right one. Put it around me. Well, what are you waiting for?
I'm wondering where I should have put it.
Right here. Now, take my other hand and come closer.
Like this?
Closer.
Huh?
Closer.
Mamma mia, if I'm going to come any closer, I'm going to be behind you.
Now, turn on the music. Now, Mr. Baskill, do as I taught you. Lead me.
Mr. Burton, I'm not going to move.
Don't you remember what I told you?
I'm going to remember, but I don't think of my feet was a listening.
It's just beginner's fright. Just move your legs. Hey, that's it. Fine.
Hey, look at me. I'm a dancer. Got over my own feet.
Now remember, while we're dancing, keep counting. 1, 2, 3.
I'ma remember.
Mr. Basco, are you counting?
Yep, I'm up to 96.
No. Just repeat the steps. 1, 2, 3. Why are you letting go of my hand?
I got a signal for a turn.
We're not driving a car. Now, hold on to me. And turn around. That's the way. Now we dip. Back, back, back.
I guess I'm a dipper too far back. Mr. Preston, this is no use. I'm never going to learn to dance in the time of tonight.
Oh, not Mr. Basco. Your girl will be surprised at how well you dance. Now, let's just try.
I think you're nicer too, Shirley. By and by, I buy you ice cream a cone.
Oh, da do da do. Oh, gee, if there's anything I like, it's dancing.
Then why are we just standing here watching? Before was a waltz, you know, wanna dance. Now is a foxtrot. Do you still no dancer?
Oh, I'm waiting for my kind of music.
The dance over.
That's right, Luigi.
Donna, please get off of my shoulder.
Boy, Luigi, what a deadbeat you turned out to be.
Excuse me, Shirley. I'm going to wash up a little. I'm going to be right back. Mamma mia, it's a summer place. I'm going to come here in a streetcar. I think I'm going to go home in an ambulance.
Luigi, my friend.
Oh, hello, Pasquale. Pasquale, what are you doing in this dance hall?
Just passing by. What's the matter with you? Hairs all over your face, the ties are gone, the clothes all mussed up. What's happened? Just have a fight with a vacuum cleaner?
No, Pasquale, I was a dancer. With a girl. And what a girl. She's a jump around like Uncle Pietro's a goat after he's a back into a barbed wire fence.
Oh.
And how she's a holler. Beat to me with a rug, send to me, tear off of some Skinner Jackson.
Luigi, you was a dancer with a jitterbug. This place is full of jitterbugs.
If I'm not that, I'm going to come here with DDT. Pasquale, it's all your fault. You told Shirley I'm going to take her to a dance.
Luigi, I didn't know it was going to turn out like this. I was only trying to help you.
Hey, Pasquale. If you want to help me, then you dance with a Shirley, and I'm going to go home.
I got a better idea, Luigi. How's it going to be if some other girl is to go over to Shirley and say, pardon me, miss, you dancing with my steady boyfriend and my finance. So how's about you leave him a go before I change the direction of your nose?
Pasquale, where am I going to get a girl who's going to do that for me?
You lucky pupsy, you. I've got just a girl, and she's also just happened to be passing by. I'm going to call her. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, my little Pavlova. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, Luigi wants you should do him a little favor. You go over to Luigi's a girl, and you say...
Hey, Pasquale, Shirley is a gun. There she is, and she's a walk away with another fella. Now I'm going to go home and get into a pail of hot water and a soak of my feet.
Wait, Luigi, why are you running? You have a bad time, you should have a little fun. Why you no relax? Rose is such a wonderful and nice dancer.
She is?
Sure. Rose is so good they name a big dancer hall after her in New York. It's called the Rosaland. There's a dance, a waltz, a foxtrot.
Maybe I'll try.
Sure. Go ahead, Luigi. Dance with Rosa. Enjoy.
Luigi! Jive music!
What?
Leave me dance with my voice!
So, Mamma Mia, even though it's a nice summer day, and I should be walking in a park with the birds, for me, it turned out the other way. I'm laying here in a bed with a bandage. Don't worry, I'm not to have such a big accident. It's just that while I was dancing, a Rosa is a fall on me. Doctor says no bones are broken. It's just that I'm a suffer from a shock. While I'm laying here, I'm thinking thing is over. Honey, you know something, Mamma Mia? I think I'm like this jiver who with a re-bop and a be-hop and a shut-up. I think I'm going to try dancing again. Yes, Mamma Mia, every day, in every way, I'm getting to be more like an American. Your loving son, Luigi Basto, the little immigrant.
Cy Howard production and is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mac Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, and Jody Gilbert as Rosa. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. Bob Stevenson speaking. For more laughter, for thorough enjoyment, join the college crowd in Young Love on most of these same CBS stations tomorrow night. Young Love is the story of two college students, happily married, who have to keep their wedded bliss a secret because of a faculty rule against student marriages. U.S. savings bonds are safe, profitable, and easy to buy. Later on, they'll come in very handy when you'll need money for your children's education, improvements on your house and property, or just for having that nest egg for a rainy day. Buy U.S. bonds regularly. And now stay tuned for the latest teenage adventure of Corliss Archer, which follows immediately over most of these same CBS stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.